Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
People say it all the time. I heard it on a commercial the other day. Seeing is believing. Nothing could be further from the truth. Amen. Seeing is not believing. Seeing's got nothing to do with believing. If you're seeing it, you're not believing it. You're seeing it. Yeah. People say, well, so, you know, when I see it, I'll believe it. Be too late to believe it. Yeah. You can only believe it when you don't see it. Amen. Now, if you don't understand that, don't throw that away. Stay on it till you get it, because it's a key to your understanding. If you know something about faith, then you understand what I'm talking about. If you don't, you think, well, I heard people say this. How can I believe something that I can't see and feel? That's the only way you could believe it. It's when you don't see it and feel it. When you look and feel healed, you're not believing you're healed. You believe you're healed while you still look sick. Amen. And feel sick. Amen. You're not believing the bill's paid when the money's in the bank and you've wrote the check. Amen. No, you're believing when there's no money there and you don't know where it could come from. Amen. But you're saying, I call that bill paid. I believe I received money to pay all the bills. Yes. Amen. Believing is what you do when you don't feel it. When you don't see it, it hasn't happened in this physical realm yet. He goes on giving us examples. By it, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which were seen were not made of things which do appear. Friday by Friday, we've taken these individual verses and individual examples, and we've talked about what faith is. Faith obtains the good report. Faith is how you please God. Faith-filled words frame your world and create. You can change and shape your future with faith-filled words. And Enoch walked with God by faith, pleased God by faith. Noah prepared by faith. We said faith is a preparer. Faith gets ready. Verse 8, Abraham obeyed God and went out. Faith obeys God. Verse 10, he looked for a city. Faith looks for the fulfillment of God's word. How many looking for some chunks? Yeah. Are you expecting them? Yeah. Looking for them. We talked about, you know, how the prophet told his servant, you know, go out there and look, expecting rain. He said, I don't see anything. He said, go look again. Yeah. He said, well, I don't see anything. Go look again. Well, I don't see anything. Go look again. Amen. Seven times. Finally, he said, well, I see a little bitty cloud like a man's hand. He said, well, you better hurry up and tell the king to go if we don't get rained out. And I mean, the rain came in a deluge, but he kept looking. And when you're looking for something in faith, don't let any negative reports or anybody discourage you. Just keep looking for the fulfillment of that thing he told you in spite of the circumstances. Last Friday, we looked at this. Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Faith is a receiver. Faith is a conceiver. It conceives from the Word. You receive healing inside. You receive the answer inside first, then it shows up on the outside. Amen. And Sarah judged God faithful. Faith judges God faith. People are judging God all the time. Many are judging Him unfaithful with just such phrases as, well, you never know what God's going to do. What if you said that about me? Well, you never know what Keith's going to do. Well, he told me he was going to pay that bill for me. Well, you just never know. You never know what Keith's going to do. What did you just get through saying? You just said you judged me unfaithful. Right? If my word is good and I told you I was going to do something and you judge me faithful, then you'd say, well, I'll tell you what, if Keith told you you'd do it, then it'll happen. Did you honored me, didn't you? Well, what about the Lord? If he told you he's going to do something in his word, you don't say, well, you never know what the Lord's going to do. No, if he told you he's going to do something, count him faithful. If he said believers will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, what do? Well, you just never know. You just judged him unfaithful, unreliable, undependable. No, say he said we'll recover. So that's what we're believing. Amen. 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 He said he'd supply all my needs according to his riches in glory. He said if I give, it'll be given to me. So I'm counting him faithful, and that has to happen. Now keep reading. Therefore sprang there even of one, and him as good as dead, so many as the stars of the sky in multitude, and the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but they saw them afar off and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Let's pray before we start talking about this verse right here. Father, thank you for your word and your Holy Spirit, who's our teacher and our helper and our guide. Thank you for giving everybody, we ask for everybody, ears to hear and eyes to see. Show us, teach us about faith from these verses, and cause that the awareness and understanding and operation of faith in our own life attain to a higher place and a higher level. In Jesus' name, amen. They didn't live in the fulfillment of the promise of the new birth and of the establishment of the kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. They died expecting these things to come. But notice the principle of faith. They did what? Number one, they were persuaded of them. Number two, they did what? They embraced. I'm reading in verse 13. They embraced them. And number three, they did what? They confessed them. Whole lot of understanding about faith right here. Number one, they did what? They were persuaded. Then what'd they do? Embraced it. Another way of saying that is they received it. And then number three, they did what? Confessed. Sounds like our text, doesn't it? We've got the same spirit of faith. We believe, so we speak. Well, in believing, we were persuaded. Go with me to the book of Acts, please. Acts 26. How many faith men and women do I have in the room here? You're a faith man. Not ashamed of it. Don't care who knows. Sometimes I've had people say, well, you're one of them faith preachers. I said, thank you very much. Thank you. They thought it was an insult. It's a wonderful compliment. They just got through saying, you're one of them preachers that preaches victory and receiving and pleasing God and overcoming. Amen. In this 26th chapter of Acts is the situation where Paul stood before King Agrippa and gave his testimony. And you know, the Lord told him back when he was saved on the road to Damascus that this would happen, that he would stand and bear witness in his name before kings. Amen. Right? Now, he didn't know it'd be in handcuffs. It's amazing how the Lord can leave out little details like that. But he said it's going to happen. Well, you know, really one side of it is the Roman government is financing his travel, right? And he is standing before a king here on this day, as a prisoner though. And he with power gave his testimony, and no doubt the convicting power of the Holy Ghost fell in this bunch that was full of pomp and circumstance. And they said, you know, they came in as big shots, and him's down there in the rags, and they're sitting up there in their big robes. Before it's over with, they're feeling like the small ones.
Amen.
And feeling very small against the anointing and the presence of God. And notice that in verse 26, in the first part of the chapter, he spoke to King Agrippa, and then he, on another occasion, he spoke to Festus here, and all of them were there together. Same occasion, two different nobles and their wives. And he said here, verse 26, the king knows of these things. Now, he's preaching, and he starts talking directly to the king. He knows the convicting power of God's on him. He says, before whom I speak freely, for I am what? Was Paul persuaded?
Yes.
You can tell people are persuaded or not, can't you?
Amen.
You know, one of the things that was said about Jesus' ministry, when the people heard him, they marveled and they said, he doesn't speak like the scribes.
Amen.
Well, what was different about the way he spoke? Well, the scribes would get out 12 different scrolls and tell you about what Rabbi so-and-so thinks, and about what Dr. so-and-so's commentary is, and about what so-and-so is. I know a friend of mine, years ago, I was going to Bible school, and he was actually working on a much higher degree than I was. And he was getting his doctorate. And I was interested because I hadn't done that. And I thought, well, you know, what about such and such? We're talking about something in the book of Romans. And come to find out, they had read every other book except Romans. And I said, what do you believe about this certain thing here? He said, well, famous Dr. So-and-so in his book such and such gives this theory and this position, and he told me about 10 minutes about it. And he said, but now, other Dr. So-and-so in his famous work presents this position, which was completely opposite of what he just got through saying. And he gave me about four or five different Dr. So-and-sos. And I said, well, okay, all right. I said, what do you believe?
Amen.
He said, well, I can see some merit in Dr. So-and-so's position, but I can also see some merit. And he went on through the whole thing. And I thought to myself, brother, I hope you don't have to stand on this anytime soon, because you are not persuaded about it at all.
Amen.
And theories won't cut it. How many know in the wilderness, Jesus did not stand up and resist the enemy and say, Rabbi so-and-so thinks. Nah, what did he say? It is written. He's not thinking so. He knows so. He's persuaded.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. 9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.